There's no question that the Dalet Parshas that we have coming up here have added some sort of connection between the Seyed HaDvarim, Shkolim, and then Zohar. I just want to touch on one nekuda of what the Hemshech HaDvarim is, what the connection and what the Avod is. Avada, if Chazal were Mesakin Azazach, we go through it year after year, Dalet Parshas. It can't be that Chazal or Mesakin Azat period, Azat Tkufa, has no meaning to Islam other than who gets the Aliyah and Shemzacha, Pshkolim, you don't say Tzitkoscha, that's it. Nothing has any, it doesn't have a Pnimi, it doesn't have a connection to us, there's no avoidable Chal, it can't be such a thing. That's not the Pshat. There's a Vada, there's a Nekud over here. And I want to touch on one Nekud. We find famous Chazal, it says that Skasha Moshe Rabbeinu about Parsha Shkolim, he didn't understand what the idea was. And of course, Rosu Haroloi Matbea Shal Eish, it says Zeh Yitnu, because Rosu was married. So, we're not going to speak about today what the Niskasha, what the Shverkat of Moshe Rabbeinu was, but I do want to speak about the Inyan of Matbea Shal Eish. What was the fire? What, fire comes to burn. What's the Eish of Shkolim? Matbea Shal Eish, this is a Eish in the Shkolim, in the Machzis HaShekel, that was an Inyan that Klai Yisrael gave. What's the Eish? What's the fire and what's it coming to burn? What's the Inyan, Shaboy? I've added there's some meaning to it. The Pshat's like this. The Pasuk says, famous Pasuk, V'hoya Beis Yankiv Eish, Beis Yankiv is a fire. Beis Yosef Lahava. Yosef is a flame. Beis Esav Lakash. And Esav is Kash. So Klal Yisrael is a fire. And Esav is straw. Why is Esav, which is Amalek, which is the Satan, why is it compared to straw? The answer is, because straw doesn't have anything in it. There's nothing there, really. It's empty. By the way, you all know that the Yetzirah is called Klipas, right? Yeshiva Bachram, they know about Klipas. Why is the Yetzirah called Klipas? Do you have this Klipa, that Klipa? Everyone in the Eilam had Klipas. Why is the Yetzirah called Klipas, by the way? Because a Klipa means the shell, the peel on the outside. But there's nothing inside. There's no fruit, Bachal. There's no Pnimius. The straw is the exterior part of the wheat, but there's nothing there. It's like we spoke about yesterday in Ali Shor. We spoke about the Inyan that the Yetzirah is called Melech Evyon. Yetzirah is called Melech Evyon. We spoke about last night because he's poor. He doesn't give anything. There's nothing really there. There's no beef. There's nothing. You're left hungry afterwards. A guy eats straw. He can eat a ton of straw. A cow gets full. A human being doesn't get any nutrition from it. There's nothing there. Be'etzim. Esav is called Kash. It's interesting, the Sfasema speaks in a number of places. I mentioned this last year, that Rosh Chodesh Adar is the time when the Tvua starts to separate itself from the Kash, when the wheat grows. So at the beginning there's only straw, and then the kernels start to come out. Adar is the time, Nisan is already the time of when the Tvua grows already. Adar is a time when the kernels start to pop out. That's when Klal Yisrael and Esav start to part ways. But that's a different topic. Esav is Kash. Esav is called Hay. There's nothing there. The Yetzer is a Melech Evyon. The Yetzer doesn't have anything. The Yetzer is a Klipa. There's no Teichin inside it. Because there's no Teichin to the Yetzer, and the Yetzer is only Kash, that's why Be'etzim, when a person has a fire, if there's a barn that's full of hay, there's a ton of hay there. What do you need to burn it down? You don't need anything. You just need one coal. Put one coal on the hay, and the whole thing burns down in a few minutes. It could be 10 miles of barns and 10 miles of hay. The whole thing will burn down in a few minutes. Why? There's nothing there. It's just dry, brittle hay. All you need is a coal. All you need is a little flame. All you need is a match to burn it down. The pshat of the pasuk of Ahoyah Beis Yankiv Eish Beis Yosef Lahava, who Beis Esav Lakash, is showing the relationship between Esav, who's mehus, and his intrinsic mitzias is a mitzias of kash. There's bets of nothing there. He makes a big tumul, he fills up a lot of barns. But it's kash, there's nothing there. There's be'emes nothing. It takes up a lot of space, makes a lot of noise. But at the end of the day, it's kash. And the nafkamina is that kolzman, you don't bring a match, and kolzman, you don't light it. So you have this huge amount of kash in the world, a lot of hay. The nafkamina that it's kash is when you light a fire. The minute you light a fire, there's nothing left. It burns up in 10 seconds. This is garnished. The fire that burns up the kash is the matbeah shalesh, is the eish of shkolim. In the mitzvah machzis hashekel, there's one nekuda which stands out from all the halachas. And that is the inyan that the machzis hashekel has to be given over completely to the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any personal interest in it. Lishma. It's brought down in the Gemara many places, in Mishnayis, that there's an inyan that the Machzis HaShekel has to be moiser and yofa yofa l'tzibur. It has to be given over fully to the tzibur. There's a chashash. If it's not given over fully to the tzibur, then the carbon tzibur which is brought from it is a carbon yoch. There's a Gemara in Bavitzi, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the other places it speaks about it. There's an inyan that has to be given over completely to the tzibur because they bought the karbonis with the Machzis HaShekel, and in a situation where the person didn't give it over to the tzibur, so it was a carbon yachid, not a carbon tzibur. So the inyan of the Machzis HaShekel is that I give it over completely. I don't leave myself anything. I don't leave anything for myself. We spoke last year more than that, that the inyan of Lishma is expressed in the inyan of Machzis HaShekel, the whole inyan of Echad HaMarbe v'Echad HaMabit, the inyan that you only give a machzis hashekel, nobody gives more, and the reason why you give a minimal amount, only a machzis, we spoke out last year, is to bring out the inyan of lishma, that it's not the inyan of how much you gave. The inyan of machzis hashekel is be'etzim coming to show, I don't care how much you give. The ikar is the kavana. It means the whole mechus of the machzis hashekel is the nedivu slave, is the l'shem shemayim that a yid has. That's why it's an inyan of machzis. The inyan of machzis is an inyan to show us that you don't have to give anything. You don't have to give anything. You can give the bare minimum. You can give less than the minimum, but you should have the right kavana. The whole inyan of the machzis hashekel was an inyan of l'shma. The whole inyan was an inyan of doing something for the right reason, not doing it for yourself. Not taking it for yourself, not leaving yourself anything. Give it over to the tzibur and gansin. Don't leave anything for yourself. And Mimela, the Torah was dafka madgish, give a tiny amount. To be madgish, that I'm not interested in the amount that you're giving, I'm interested in the kavana that you have. That's the inyan of Machzis HaShekel. Tassema says the Dover Nifla. It says in the Mishnah in Shkolim that Be'echod Ba'adam Machrizen ala Shkolim v'ala Klayim. What's klayim? Klayim is where there's a teruvah, there's a mixture. You mix one thing with the other. The inyan of the shkolim is a pure, unadulterated transfer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mixture of zich inside. That means Rosh Chodesh Adar is the time of separation, where I don't mix one thing with the other. I don't mix myself into the other things, and I separate the klayim. The klayim is a symbol of a teruvah, of separation, of kulei lishma, kulei lashem, v'yikhuli truma li lishmi. That is the matbea shel esh. The matbea shel esh is the fire which has the yicholus to burn up the kash of Esav. But it has to be l'shem shemayim. You don't need a big fire. You need a little fire. You need a match. You need a coal. It can burn up the whole kash. The kash has no mitzias to it. There's really nothing there. It's just dry twigs. It's garnished. Esav is garnished. But you need a fire. You need a matbeah shel esh. That means the matbeah shel esh is coming to burn something. It was dafka matbeah shel esh. It came to burn the kash of Esav. The kash of Esav, which doesn't have any mitzias to it, which doesn't have any teichen to it, which doesn't have any meaning to it, which doesn't give a person anything. It just sits there and chokes us. A person can burn it. That's what the esh of Shkolim is coming to burn the kash of Parsha Zohar. Aber, the way that a person lights the fire is Ayidei Lishma. with a little bit of lishma of echad amar ve'echad amamit, ubavachi chavon livoish lavish hashemayim, with a little bit of lishma. Lishma means that a person is dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what lishma means. Is it possible that everything we do is l'shem shemayim? No. Is it possible that every second of the day we're going to be dovak? Unfortunately, that's not the metzius. Shteita nishtazei. Shteita that with a little bit of matbeya shaleish, a chatzi shekel, with a little bit of bavachi chavon livoish lavish hashemayim, with a tiny drop of lishma, a person can light a fire because he's dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can burn out all the kash of his life. It's all gewaldig mashal. A guy wants to chop down a forest. He wants to build a real estate development. And he has this huge forest, there's 100,000 trees. So he brings loggers, they come with these chainsaws, they start to cut down one tree, a second tree, a third tree, a fourth tree. The developer says, as of two, by the time he finishes chopping down 100,000 trees, I'll be an old man. I'm paying mortgage to the bank already. So what did the Eitzi came up with? It's a simple Eitzi. He waited till the summer. The trees dry down. Took a bottle of kerosene. Lit up the forest. Chick chack. There was no forest there. No chainsaws. And they built. There are two mahalchim. Our person... You can chop down tree by tree, but it's a long process and it doesn't always get finished. And then there's a process called V'hoye Beis Yankov Eishe Beis Yosef L'hova. You want to build a real estate development, you want to build up a thing, but there's a lot of other things growing there. There's kinna, there's taiva, there's covered, there's a lot of hay, and there's a lot of kash, and there's a lot of trees there. Nu vas tutmin. You're going to start with the chainsaws. You never finish. There's a mahalach of lighting a fire. You light a fire, you burn the whole thing down, and you start from scratch. Now what does it mean, light a fire? Shteita, tremendous chiddush. In the matbeah shaleish ha-pasha shkolim. Shteita chiddush, that to light a fire, you don't have to be extreme. You don't have to be meshugana. To light a fire, all you need is a little bit of lishma. Take something in your life, whether it's davening, to do lishma, learning lishma, go off and learn a half an hour a day when nobody sees you. Go off and daven when nobody sees you. Which will change your mind. When you're not taking anything for yourself, when you're moister yafa yafa, you give it over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't keep anything for yourself. It's the quality that counts, it's not the quantity that counts. And with a little bit of lishma, with a little bit of ubavachi chavon livoish shamayim, herolim atbeah shaleish, a person can light a fire in his life. Of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can burn out all the kash in his life. You can try it. Hanisayin Yoyre, that if a person does it, it's called, we call getting a bren. A bren for Avodas Hashem only comes from Lishma. Calls man, a person has his own agendas mixed in, kin, ataiva, covered, which mik and atzlos, which are mixed into his Avodas Hashem. So it's an Avodas Hashem of chainsaws. Another tree you cut down, another tree, nacha davening you come to, nacha learning. You're cutting trees, by the way, but it's one at a time. And then there's a mall where a person can get a bren. A person can light a fire. And to light the fire, you don't need a big zach. To light the fire means a little bit of L'Shem Shemayim, not a lot. A little bit of L'Shem Shemayim ignites a fire in a person's life that he can burn out all the esav and all the kash and all the etzahara in his life in a dramatic way. It's a different mahalach. It's a mahalach of matbeah shaleish. That's the limud of Parsha Shkolim. The limud of Parsha Shkolim is that a person can light a fire of lishma. A person can light a bren for Avodas Hashem. And if Chazal were misakin this mahalach of Shkolim, and then Mechias HaMolek, is not only vice versa, is there a logical hemshech, like we're explaining. Aber Chazal gave the Yecholus to do it in this time. There's nothing that comes by itself. Chazal, who misakin the Dalet Parashas, means they gave us the Yecholus here to light a fire, to take a different mahalach, to take a matbeah shaleish. And it means a person has to reach down inside himself. There's an akuda in every person where there's a real connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's covered over by hundreds and thousands and millions of negiyas. But every person deep down inside of him has a nekuda where he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a reina nekuda. It's a matbea shalesh. It's a reina nekuda. There's no kashtir, there's nothing else. There's only a fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's buried deep inside us. We don't use it every day. But it's there. And to bring it out, a person doesn't need more than a machzis hashekel, a klein nezach, a klein kabbalah lishma. Lishma. Lishma means you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are days where Chazal were megalatos, that as we move towards the month of Nisan, which is the month of Cherus from the Yetzirah, B'nei Chayrin, the first step in the Mechias HaMalek, the Shkolim, we light a fire of Lishma, we light a brand of Mechav Liba of Shema Shemayim, then there's Mechias HaMalek, and then there's Haparah, which is Tahara, HaChodesh, which is Yischatshus, and a person comes to Pesach, a Ben Chayrin, a new person, then he comes to Kabbalah Satayra. We can plug ourselves into the Siyata Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in these periods. There's what to take out of every time. And there's a process that starts now from the Dalet Parashiyos that goes through Purim, through Pesach, through Matan Torah, which if a person latches onto them, he can open up a storehouse and take the kinyan of Matbea Shalesh. Every person can take a Lishma with him. And every person can destroy the kash in his life. And it's an opportunity to take it.